A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adoloju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from the book of Mark, chapter number 10, verses 46 and 47. The Bible says, "Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.'" Our discussion shall be centered on the subject of provoking your change. Provoking your change. It is your responsibility to provoke or make happen whatever change you desire to see in your life. Let me start by saying that life is a personal adventure, a do-it-yourself affair. Nobody can ever run the affairs of your life successfully for you more than you. Nobody can do it for you. You have to do it yourself. Nobody can feel what you are going through like you. And so, nobody can pray for you like yourself. Forget about these prayer contractors everywhere or these prophets who claim to be praying for you. Nobody can pray for you better than yourself. The idea of paying a prophet to pray for you is a fallacy, a waste of time, and a waste of resources. There is no prayer contractor anywhere. Since only you know exactly what and how you feel, you are the best person to initiate the changes your destiny desperately needs. Note that life will not give you what you deserve, but what you are willing or ready to take. It is a do-it-yourself affair, don't forget. And life will never give you what you deserve. Life will only deliver to you what you are willing to take, what you are willing to go out for. Nothing just happens in life. Anything you see happening is made to happen. Every event or happening is made to have happened. The point is that it is your personal responsibility to initiate whatever change or changes your life requires. In our test, blind Bartimaeus was tired of his situation. He desired a change. He had heard of many wonderful things about Jesus, who also had passed from Jericho to Jerusalem on several occasions. But this time, which eventually was Jesus' last journey through Jericho, Bartimaeus initiated his desperately needed change. He cried out to Jesus for help. He had kept quiet all this while, and had he kept quiet this time, he would have remained blind and a beggar for life. But thank God he cried out. Someone once said that a closed mouth is a closed destiny. Bartimaeus did not close his mouth, so his change came. If you are too tired of your situation and you keep quiet or silent about it, you may end up or die just the way you are. That won't be your portion in the name of Jesus. I want you to, however, note certain truths about provoking your change. Things we could see in the life of Bartimaeus in this passage of scriptures, and things must be present in the life of any man who is desirous of making a change happen in his life and in his situation. Number one truth, don't wait for any man to fulfill your destiny. In John chapter number 5, from verse 5 to verse 7, the Bible says, "And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, 'Wilt thou be made whole?' The impotent man answered him, 'Sir, I have no man.'" This man was waiting for somebody to initiate the change and the transformation that his destiny desperately needed. He waited and wasted for 38 years. He waited, waiting for someone to come and help him in a situation. And that is why I say, don't wait for any man to fulfill your destiny. This man kept hoping for somebody not there to help change his situation, and he laid wasted for 38 years. Waiting for a man like this results in wasting in life. Don't wait for any man. Set your own stage. Set your own agenda. Make your own plans. Press on with your life. Nobody pointed Jesus' attention to Bartimaeus. He cried out by himself. The only thing he did was that he heard. He heard most probably the footsteps of people. He must have said to himself, this must be a very large crowd because of the number or the footsteps he kept hearing. And so he asked, what is going on? And someone must have told him, it is Jesus of Nazareth, the miracle worker. And so Bartimaeus let out a loud shout. He cried to Jesus for help. He did it for himself. Since nobody brought him to Jesus or brought Jesus to him, he decided to cry out. In fact, the people even shouted him down. But Bartimaeus had known enough that should he keep quiet, he would die a blind man. And so he cried out. He wasn't waiting for anybody to come and help him. He didn't need anybody. You must understand that you don't have to wait for any man to fulfill your destiny. Your destiny is your responsibility. It is not anybody's responsibility. If nobody is helping you, stand up and get going. Nobody is recommending you, stand up and get going. Begin to trust God. He definitely will use somebody to help and assist you, but you don't have to wait. If you wait like this, you may waste like that man by the pool. But get up and get going. The help you need, the helper you need, will meet you along the way. Keep going. Don't sit still. Don't stand still. Stop waiting for someone. Provoke your own change. It is your personal responsibility. The second truth I need you to know to provoke your change is never to sleep in your situation. Don't sleep on that situation. Put in other words, never accept fate. Peter and James found themselves in Herod's prison in Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 12. James was beheaded and Peter was next in line. Peter must have thought to himself, now that James had been beheaded, what other hope do I have? So Peter gave up. He gave up all hopes and he slept. He was sleeping in his situation. He had accepted his fate. He was waiting for the hangman. Hear what the Bible says about him. In verse 6 of chapter 12 of Acts of the Apostles, the Bible says, and when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. The night that Peter would have been brought forth to be killed, he was sleeping. He had resigned to fate. He had given up. He was sleeping in a situation. There are very many people who are sleeping when they should be praying. Many are sleeping when they should be walking, when they should be doing something, one thing or the other. The most important thing, dear listener, you cannot afford to sleep in that situation. You must be up and doing. Don't sleep the sleep of fate. Don't accept fate. God does not want you to die like that. God does not want you to end like that. God does not want you to give up cheaply. Don't give up cheaply. There is hope for you. It is your responsibility to provoke your change. Don't sleep in that situation. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and prayers this morning and say, Father, I am more than this. I refuse to remain like this in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice to pray. My Father, I am more than this. I refuse to remain like this. In the name of Jesus, I revolt against every power that is keeping me like this. I command you to give up concerning me and my situation. In the name of Jesus. Now, what are you tired of? I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray and say, oh Lord, I am tired of this joblessness. I am tired of this barrenness. I am tired of this sickness. Let my situation change in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. My Father, I am tired of this situation. I am tired of this barrenness. I am tired of this delay. I am tired of my joblessness. Let this situation change in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. and lift up your voice and pray, Father, let every power plotting to keep me like this, that wants me to remain like this, be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Every power plotting to keep me like this and that wants me to remain like this, let such powers be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Lift up your voice and pray and say, oh Lord, send me help from above, for vain is the help of man. Send me help from above, for vain is the help of man. My Father, I pray that you will send me help from above. Send me help from on high, for vain is the help of man. Help me, O God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I pray in the name that is above all names, that the hand of the mighty God of Jacob will rest upon you and take you out of every unpleasant situation that you are at the moment, in the name of Jesus. The grace to provoke the change that your destiny needs is released to you now, in the precious name of Jesus. I pray in the name that is above all names, that your story will change, your situation will change, that the hand of God will come upon you and it will bring you out of that barrenness, out of that joblessness, out of that sickness. The hand of the Lord will bring you out and change that situation, in the precious name of Jesus. And I pray every power, every force that wants to keep you like this, let them be consumed by fire, for our God is a consuming fire. Let them be consumed by fire in the name of Jesus. I pray that the God of heaven will send you help in the name of Jesus. Help will come for you and God's name will be glorified. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Two meetings we hold today as 10 days at Shiloh 2023 continues. 12 noon at the Light Cathedral, join us for a glorious Moriah prayer. And 5:30 p.m., we shall be gathering for Nights of Testimonies. Come listen to the testimonies of the wondrous things that God has done in previous years and this ongoing Shiloh. And the Lord will repeat and replicate these same miracles in your life and in your destiny. 5:30 p.m. So we're meeting 12 noon and 5:30 p.m. today. And you may wish to join this meeting on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Forward this message and share this link with your contact. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very glorious day, and the Lord bless you.